Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We all know the power of sport to transform lives. The rags to riches, there's something really compelling about that storyline. Now, there was a player at my rugby club who was pretty rough around the edges when he joined aged 18. He was a talented rugby player, but would occasionally see red and lose his head. One of those players who seemed to get carded in basically every game. But over the years, those rough edges softened out. In fact, he ended up being one of our best players, vice-captain the first 15, and got a few caps for a regional team too. I was chatting to him in the clubhouse recently, just asking about his home life and that sort of thing. Things hadn't been easy for him. His dad and three of his brothers had been in prison. He didn't do that well at school. All his teachers knew the family and assumed that he was heading the same way. In his words, sport saved his life. The transformative power of sport is pretty incredible. It's been the catalyst for lots of stories like that one. This guy that thought that sport had saved his life, and in a sense it had, but the truth is, sport will never be powerful enough to deal with our greatest and deepest problem. Paul would tell us that our greatest and deepest problem is the problem of sin. Notice the condition that sin leaves us in. We were dead in it. In verse 3, we all live like this. It's inherent in our nature. There are no exceptions. Without Jesus, this is all mankind. And if there's one thing for certain about dead people, there's nothing they can do for themselves. They can't change their situation. They can't cure their condition. And, well, they can't bring themselves back to life. They're utterly helpless. But God. We were dead. But God. While we were still dead, we couldn't do anything to save ourselves, but God. Such mercy and love. And so the great problem of sin that left us for dead, it has been dealt with by the grace of God in Christ. Trust him and live. In chapter 1, Christ was seated in heaven, his saving work complete. He now sits reigning from his throne in heaven. That is an incredible image. But even more incredibly, we have been seated with him. Of course, I'm not physically sat in heaven right now, but that is my spiritual reality. And so it is totally secure. Not because of anything we have done. Remember, dead people don't give themselves life. But this is excellent news and absolute security. My position does not rely on my own ability, my works, or my performance. He has seated me, and so I will sit. Finally, see in verse 10 that we were created for good works. He has not saved us and seated us so that we would return to the death that he rescued us from, but to live a transformed life. As you play and compete today, you need to know that though you were dead, because of what God has done, you are now seated spiritually, but very much in reality, with Christ in heaven. There is nothing you can do on the pitch or the court or the track or in the pool today that will change that. Such mercy and love and grace to go and play with freedom, to walk in the good works that he has prepared for us. Give thanks for the incredible transformative power of this good news. Pray that your heart would be warmed by the truths of Ephesians chapter 2, and that you would know in your very soul where it is that he has sent you. Pray that you would be enabled to walk in the good works that you were created for. Pray for opportunities to lovingly point your teammates to this good news, that they might have an opportunity to respond to what God has done in Christ. Pray that they might recognize the good works in you, and that doing so might be pointed to good news.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.